This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Annie and I have a friend who lives in Colorado Springs. His name is Jeff. Jeff went with a group of people, co-workers, to tour the World Trade Center on Monday, September 10th, 2001. They weren't sure if they were going to go Monday or if they were going to go Tuesday. And, you know, they were with a group of people. They said, well, let's do the Statue of Liberty and let's do the Broadway shows. And so somebody said, well, let's do the World Trade Center on Monday. And he was on top of the building looking down over New York City the day before 9/11. Do you think it's crossed Jeff's mind more than once? What if the group leader said, Tuesday, we're going to the World Trade Center? He said, I would have been on top of the building when those planes hit. We went first thing in the morning. And it's crossed his mind many times of how that things happen, both good and bad. In his case, he was spared because of an occurrence that happened in his life. There are things that have happened that you could not predict would happen in your life personally, corporately, career-wise. We just don't have a handle on anything like that because life is based on occurrence. Things happen. Some of you read Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest, famous devotional book. He says this, God disciplines us by our disappointments. Life may have been going on like a torrent, then suddenly comes down a barrier of disappointment until slowly we learn that the disappointment was God's appointment. God hides his treasures in the darkness, and many a radiant star that wasn't seen before comes out. In some lives, you can see the treasure. There's a sweetness and a beauty about them, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. And you wonder, where did that person get that? Where did they get that kind of power? And you say, must be good people. Well, they went through some tragedies. What happened? It came from the dark places where God revealed his will in unexpected and unpredicted things in their life. And that is absolutely true. I never was a big fan of the music, and I'm not slamming him at all, but I wasn't a fan of Eric Clapton, the guitar player, great guitar player, noted rock star. But he wrote a song that caught my attention years ago called Tears in Heaven, I think is the correct title. Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Would it be the same if I saw you in heaven? I must be strong and carry on, because I know I don't belong here in heaven. During his career, Eric Clapton had faced heroin addiction and the pain of shattered relationships with a number of women. Finally, he seemed to have found peace and maturity as a parent. But he wrote Tears in Heaven after a terrible thing that happened. Some of you have heard this, know where I'm going with this. After the accidental death of his 4-year-old son, who fell from a 53rd floor apartment in 91 in New York City. His song was named Record of the Year, and at the 35th Annual Grammy Awards, he sang the song. Time can bring you down. Time can bend your knees. Time can break your heart. Have you begging, please? Beyond their door, there's peace, I'm sure, and I know that there'll be no more tears in heaven. I don't know where Eric Clapton stands with the Lord God Almighty. I really don't. I don't want to be presumptuous either way. But I'll tell you this, he's absolutely right. There are no tears in heaven. The book of Revelation says God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Every tear that you have shed, God said, I'll wipe it away in heaven.
Well, I don't know about you, but that's quite a promise that the Lord makes to every believer, that he'll wipe away every tear in heaven. This message from the book of Ecclesiastes will continue tomorrow. The series is called Futile, The Meaning of Life. This message is called Unpredictable, that life is unpredictable. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.